Yeah, you like getting it both ways, don't you?
Yeah, no. Oh!
Michael Elkins in Michigan City, Indiana. What? Writes in and says, love the podcast, guys. I would just like to say that my sister takes the non-frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts, heats them in the toaster.
I bet she does. I don't. What does that even mean?
Dude, don't interrupt.
Sorry.
Takes the non-frosted Damn it. Love the podcast, guys. I would just like to say that my sister takes the non-frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts, heats them in the toaster, and then puts a slice of American cheese on top and off and off and off and off and top and off and off and off and off and top and off and off and off and off and top and off and off and off and off and eats them. Pretty gross if you ask me.
If you ask Michael, you're right, Michael.
You're damn right, sir. That is gross.
Cheese on a Pop-Tart.
An American cheese, no less. I
mean, there's nothing wrong with American cheese. If you're trying to talk mess about slices of Kraft singles,
we'll
take this up street side and duke it out.
Only usable for grilled cheese sandwiches. That is the only application of Kraft singles, as far as I'm concerned. Anything else.
You can apply them to anything except for a Pop-Tart. Come on.
Apparently, Mikey Boy's
Okay. I could see someone putting a slice of cheese on Pop-Tart. But not a frosted strawberry one.
Non-frosted.
Not a strawberry one. Strawberry. Okay. Picture someone making a sandwich, just like a jelly sandwich with strawberry jelly. Delicious, right? You're stoked. You're like, dude, yeah. And then someone slaps a slice of cheese on it? Come on.
Well, think of it more like a fruit and cheese plate.